So I just want to talk a little bit about Inyanei Tefillah. We've been talking about davening. We spoke about the karbanos, and we spoke about Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis David. We'll talk about Baruch Sha'amar. Baruch Sha'amar. So it's unclear exactly when Baruch Sha'amar was instituted. It's not found beferish in the Gemara, but it's obviously very early. In the Siddur Otzar Tefillos, he points out you can't say it's as late as the Gaonim because it's referenced much earlier in like certain later Midrashim. So the Pashtus is that it was instituted at the time, probably in the period of the Tkufas HaAmoraim, that once you're saying Psukei Dezimran, all mitzvahs, Mevarchem Aleihen, over Last Yosan, so you need Baruch Sha'amar, and you have Yishtabach after Psukei Dezimra, and that's why we don't talk between Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. The Rishonim quote a Yerushalmi that if you speak between Yishtabach and Yotzer, Chozer Alayhom Orchei HaMolchama, you go back from war. It's like an Aveira HiBiyado. Now, it's clear from there, from that Yerushalmi, that you have Yishtabach. If you have Yishtabach, presumably you have Baruch Sha'amar also. Now, this is somewhat of a problem because we don't have such Yerushalmi anywhere in our Yerushalmis. Avigdor afterwards, it points out that the Rishonim often quotes stuff from a Yerushalmi that didn't, it doesn't appear in our Yerushalmis, but Rishonei Ashkenaz had a book called Sefer HaYerushalmi, which included many Midrashim from Eretz Yisrael, and he surmises that a lot of these Yerushalmis are from that Sefer Yerushalmi. It happens a number of years ago, Yaakov Sussman found a couple of pages, what they call the European Genizas, very different than what they call the Cairo Geniza. The Cairo Geniza was like an area on top of the Shon Fustat where they had a regular Geniza. The European Geniza is a different thing. European Geniza basically is that old books, manuscripts, etc., they were used to bind other books. So if you go through the old libraries in Europe and you look at really old books, you're gonna find them inside the bindings, you're gonna find old texts. That's what they call the European Geniza. And Yaakov Sussman found Sefer HaYerushalmi over there. It exists, right? A lot of these phantom Yerushalmis are in that book that afterwards is surmised exist, and now we actually have some evidence that this Sefer Yerushalmi existed. So we know that there is a bracha called Baruch Sha'amar because this Yerushalmi, non-Yerushalmi, whatever it is, has it. If there has Yishtabach and you have Yishtabach, Mistama, you have Baruch Sha'amar after. In the parish of the Ribar Yakar on the Siddur, he writes that Baruch Sha'amar is Baruch Sha'amar v'hoyah ha'olam, that the Ribbono Shel'olam created the world. The Mishnayos in Avos say that Basar Ma'amaros Nivra Ha'olam. So you have 10 Baruchs in Baruch Sha'amar. Each one, and he makes corresponding to one of the Asar Ma'amaros Shehayah Ha'olam. It doesn't work out the way we have it because we have nine, and we also have a Baruch Hu at the beginning of Baruch Shemo. Baruch Shemo Haya Olam Baruch Hu, and at the very end we have a Baruch Shemo, so we have like 11. So he says, oh, don't count the Baruch Hu and Baruch Shemo. That means you have nine. But he adds in another one, Baruch Shehotzi Me'afelo La'ora. And in the Abu Shraham, he would add a different one based on Shabbos. You'd say, Baruch Mancha Menucha La'amo Yisrael. And Yontav, you'd say, Baruch Shenasa Mo'adam Yisrael. They'd add on extra stuff in the Baruch Sha'amar. The Pashtus is that when we say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, what that probably meant is that Baruch Sha'amar originally was done in a responsive way. That the Chazan would say, Baruch Sha'amar V'Hayah Ha'olam, and the Tzibur respond, Baruch Hu. Baruch Hoseb Reshit, right? Either Baruch Shemo, Baruch Hu, whatever it is, that's the way they would do it. In Rav Dov Zinger, Sefer on Tefillah, he writes that one of the good ways to get into davening is like you and your friend, you sit down and each of you says a comment thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for something, and the other person responds back in kind, yes, and then the other person says the thing that is meaningful to him, and that's probably that responsive idea. This idea might be called Nigun and Ne'ima, song, in the sense of, right, a choir, often you have a comment, and then those respond. It could be that saying the Baruch Hu, Baruch Shema. Again, this is the word according to Schwartz. Maybe that is some fulfillment of the Nigun and the Ima. It was not part of the original Baruch Sha'amar. The Rishonim, the Torah quotes that there are 87 words in Baruch Sha'amar. Rosho Kesem Paz. Therefore, the Siddur Otzer HaTfilos writes, you should say Mufu'ar Befe Amo, not Befi Amo, because Befe is Gematria 87. It's not so hard to figure out. Befe is Gematria 87. So therefore that works out. Part of the Baruch Sha'amar is Baruch Sha'amar V'Hayah Olam. The Siddur Otzer HaTfilos writes that there's two words in Hebrew. There's Amira, which is a Lashon Raka, and Haggadah is a Lashon Kasha. Baruch Sha'amar V'Hayah Olam, it was done as Amira. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to create the word B'midas Hadin, but he saw Shein Olam is Kayim, so it's Baruch Sha'amar V'Hayah Olam. He did it B'Lashon Raka, so the world could be Mekayim. Part of the Baruch Sha'amar is that we say Mishalim Sachar Tov Lireyav. What is Sachar Tov? So in the Menoras Hamor, he comments that Sachar Tov means you get Olam Haba. People have a question, what about Tzadik V'Ralo? You see many Tzadikim, they have a difficult life. So the answer is, yeah, Misham Sachar Tov Lireyov. Sachar Tov means that you're going to get the Schar in Olam Haba. The Siddur Otzer HaTfilos has a slightly different idea. On the Parish of Yigdal, he writes, Gomel ish chesed kimif alo nosin the rasha ra kirish. Also, what's kimif alo? So he says kimif alo means what your maisa accomplishes. The schar that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives tzaddikim is not, sometimes you do a small maisa, but it can accomplish a great deal. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives tzaddikim sachar tov, says the Otzer Tfilos, meaning that the schar comes not only for the maisa, but also for the uftoi. Also for what it accomplishes, that's what he says. Rav Kook in the Siddur Olat Re'iyah writes, Sachar Tov Lireyav is as follows, a Yarei Shamayim often feels like he's really scared. And if you're Yarei Shamayim, life could be not so grand. It's difficult. You're scared. What's going to happen? Who knows? You're very worried. Baruch Mishalim Sachar Tov Lireyav, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives a special schar to those people of Yirei Shamayim, that life is not so bad. You could have a life of Yirei Shamayim, and it's going to be a life of enjoyment, a life of pleasure. He says that the Yirei Shamayim, which is difficult, is if it's Yira that's focused on physical things, but if you're focused on the Yira in the spiritual way, so then it will be Sachar Tov. It will end up being only good. Okay. That's some of the ideas about Baruch Sha'amar. There's so much more to say, but we have to have a mincha.